I don't worry about what people say. You know, have the people that, you know, have an opinion. Everybody has entitled to their own opinion. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I know, you know, my teammates know that, you know, I come out here, work my butt off. My coaches know that, to be the best player I could be, to help this team. And no, that's all that matters. Anybody else's opinions and things they say, you know, it doesn't bother me at all, not one bit.
Do you feel like people do this because of what you've accomplished before you've gotten here? You know, Alabama, you know, a lot of people know who you are, first round pick, Heisman Trophy, all of everything that kind of comes with what you've accomplished before.
I guess, I guess, you know, people have high expectations, first round pick, the success I had at Alabama. But like I said, you know, I come out here every single day. I study the game plan to the best of my knowledge, and I go out there every Sunday, every day in practice, work my butt off to get better every single day, be the best player I can to help this team win games, and that's my number one priority. And as long as my teammates and my coaches know that I'm doing that, and that's what I work for, and that's all that matters to me.
What do you feel like you can improve on to kind of get this thing going? I mean, again, outside of physically.
I can improve on everything. You know, there's always room for improvement. Making sure that I'm getting my pad square, the line of scrimmage, making the right reads, just doing everything I can from execution standpoint and, you know, a personal standpoint, and getting myself better to help the team have success out there.
How frustrating has it been for you that you haven't really had, I mean, no, it's two games, but I mean, on-field success. Have you been frustrated with that? Or?
I mean, it can get frustrating. You know, you want to do good. You want to be productive. But, you know, we're winning. Our team is 3-0. And essentially, that's awesome. You know, we're 3-0. That's all that matters. And as long as we keep winning, and I'm cool with it. I just, like I said, I just do everything I can, you know, personally, that I can do to help us win and just be the best player I can be. So when I go out there on Sunday, I'm prepared to execute, and I understand the game plans and know exactly what we're doing. So I do everything I can personally to be the best I can be. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're 3-0. Of course, you want to be productive, you want to get this run game going. But that'll come, you know. We're working, we're getting better, and we're 3-0.
Are you happy here?
Yeah, I'm happy. New Orleans is home to me. I love the coaching staff. I love this organization. Very stable organization. Have a great locker room. New Orleans is home to me, and I've loved it since day one.
So you don't want to be traded?
No, I guess you guys came up with that. I don't know who came up with that. But,
I mean, personally, that's good.
I never said that at all. I never asked for it. Don't want it. Like I said, New Orleans is home. I love my teammates, love my coaches, love this organization. I'm very grateful to be a part of the Saints organization. It's a class organization, and I'm proud to be a part of it.
Does it kind of frustrate you when something comes out like that, when you're like, whoa, where does this come from?
Stuff comes from everywhere all the time. People speculate things, assume things that, you know, may not be true, and, you know, that's okay. But I know the truth, and everybody in the organization knows the truth. Nothing like that ever came about, and you know, that's all that matters. You know, the air is clear here.
How much does it help when, I mean, like, I think last week Drew was asked about you specifically, basically, and him having your back, saying, look, I mean, to put it all on one player in a running game is kind of, you know, a little crazy. I mean, how does it help when someone and people have your back, and people in this organization are kind of, you know, when there's outside noise and people are going little bonkers haywire?
That's the best feeling ever, just to know that you have the support of your teammates, but we all support each other. We all have each other's back in this locker room, because if we don't have each other's back, nobody else will have it. So just the fact that, you know, I have my teammates supporting me, especially Drew, guys like that, because like I said, I come out here, I work my butt off, and just to know that they see that and that they support me, that means a lot to me.